building. Now reporting to the stage. The moment you've all been waiting for. The spontaneous cast. So spontaneous cast back again. If our energy sounds off, it's probably because it is. We do this shit every week, so just deal with it. Harry,
we'll pick it up during the show.
During the show, somehow, some way, we'll talk about some topic that we're like really dialed in at one point, and then we switch topics mid-topic, and then we're like, all right, now the energy is getting raised because we wanted to talk about this topic instead, but we disguised it under the like house topic. So you guys just wait for that moment and it'll happen.
So and if it don't happen, see you next week.
Yeah. Facts. Facts. So Kev, Harry, how y'all feeling?
I'm all right. Happy Halloween, motherfuckers.
Happy Halloween. Fire for that. Well, I don't know why I said fire for that. That's not even I'm tired. What I really meant to say is, like, you know, in West Indian culture, they think Halloween is like a duppy type of thing where it's like, you know, all right, this is you guys are celebrating demons and like all these like evil spirits. So I'm not sure why I said fire feed that. Well, the fire is going upon the evil spirit. So maybe that. Who knows? I'm not saying happy Halloween. Harry, how you feeling?
Yeah, man, I'm not believing at them things there, but I do know some people that believe that this is a real life holiday, and I'm not an anti-Halloweenist, along with other things. So, if Halloween is your thing, you know what I mean? So be it, you know, celebrate, enjoy yourself.
I'm Halloween phobic.
Halloween phobic?
Yeah.
I actually understand that one because there's a fear there.
I guess I'm Halloween inclusive.
Okay.
There we go, Sheldon. You got to open your eyes a little bit, my brother.
I'm trying to see it, but like, you know, I never really celebrated Halloween as a kid. I don't think it was necessarily a case where it was like, yo, like, yeah, I used to hear the stories about, oh, like, you know, this is demons and like evil spirits and all stuff like that. But I think it was more of a case that they didn't want to pay for the costume. For like that, just that one day of the year. So I never really got that opportunity to like, you know, celebrate Halloween.
My nigga, I never really liked Halloween as a kid either. Not because, one, my mom ain't never really bought me costumes, period. So I was in my regular fit. Okay. Two, so I've been a regular nigga for Halloween every year. So I guess that's what I am for this year too.
I never went trick-or-treating.
What? I have. Oh, but
I have as an adult.
Oh, I have one trick or treating, but it was to the one corner store that I usually go to on the block and the Chinese store to get fucking, what you call it? Fortune cookies.
I was told that the Chinese store give you like duck sauce packets and shit for like,
Shit gave me fortune cookies.
Okay. That's decent.
I think my mom's theory was that if her son dress up now, okay, fine. I won't say that.
I was ready to get canceled. I ain't gonna lie to you. I was waiting for it.
Yeah.
Nah. I really didn't celebrate Halloween as a kid because, you know, in our culture, and I can say us three, and I know the listeners, y'all hear about this shit all the time. We from the fucking islands. Yes. Right. So in our culture, that shit is not something that we was brought up on. So I think that's why we don't have an attachment to it. Mm-hmm. But as an adult, you kind of find the fun in it. And, you know, you dress up and shit, you go to parties. So as I got older, I really enjoyed Halloween because, of course, I was able to drink. You know, I went trick or treating and I did fun stuff. Fell asleep in the streets, you know, after party. And I don't know if y'all niggas ever went to Fright Fest.
Nope.
We did that.
Nope.
Party bus, all them good shits, after party. So for me as an adult, Halloween was much better than being a kid.
As an adult, I feel as if that if I want to dress up, I'm going to go to Comic-Con or I'm going to go to like an anime expo or something. I can't see myself dressing up for Halloween. I don't know.
I'm going to just sleep.
That makes sense.
Yep. I'll probably wear a costume when I'm sleeping in my dreams. Yep. That's all I could do. I can't. Thanks, Mom.
And also, if you don't fuck with Halloween, there's SantaCon. Y'all fucks with SantaCon?
No, I do not fuck with SantaCon.
I met the guy that created it.
Okay. SantaCon is fucking amazing, though. I would say that. Yeah. That's one of the few white holidays that I actually enjoy celebrating.
Why is it a white holiday?
I see hot.
All right, so let me ask y'all this then. Let me ask y'all this. Why is it a white holiday? I bet. Boom. So peep this, right? Would y'all prefer $1 trillion or 10-minute dinner with Jesus?
$1 trillion. The fuck?
I'll take $1 trillion.
Yeah.
All right, and we're going to start the show.
All right, cool. So you walk into elementary school, right? And you're about to get jumped. You're about to get jumped by a couple classes of second graders. How many second graders do you think you can knock out before they like knock you out? Or do you think you're going to be the last man standing?
I feel like I'm going to be the last man standing.
You feel like you're going to be the last man standing. So you don't think no second grader could like not no group of second graders could like get you onto the floor and like fuck.
Here's the thing. Here's the thing. I ain't gonna lie. A bunch of them could probably overpower, like, you know, because, you know, them little, for some reason, little kids got some type of superpower strength that you just don't understand where they get the strength from. But I ain't gonna lie. I'm going to look around for the biggest one that I think would be like Mini Sheldon, and I'm gonna knock him the fuck out.
Okay. Okay.
Just letting you know. Then,
growing up watching wrestling, and Sheldon probably feels different about this because Sheldon has always been a tall person. I've always been the same height since I've known. So when I'm watching wrestling and shit and I see niggas like Undertaker and Big Show just give niggas the big boot, that's how I'm going into that second grade. I'm kicking all them niggas in the face like fucking like I'm Undertaker or Kane, bro. Just take this boot, nigga. Take this boot. Clothesline.
So you don't think no matter what variation or how many kids come there, you don't think any of them will be able to fuck y'all up?
Nope. Nah. Here's the reason why I'm telling you this, right? The reason why I say I'm going to look for the biggest one and knock him the fuck out, because usually that's the leader. And when you take out the leader, kids are smart. They realize, shit, we might have a problem. And a few of them niggas is going to step back. And now I'm in control and I'm whooping they ass. I'm taking my belt off. So, I'm whooping ass.
So here's the thing. You see, y'all always hear the question, but y'all don't ask the proper questions.
This
elementary school is in Brownsville. So these kids have guns. Okay. So I'm not sure why you guys think like you're going to be able to just like fuck all these kids up. One of these kids probably have a knife. I'm pretty sure two of these kids is Crip. So it's like, yo, they're going to flip your shit somehow, some way. But if y'all think y'all can fuck up all these children, go right ahead.
See, here's the thing. Here's where you fucked up at. You assumed that I would be in an elementary school in Brownsville. No, nigga.
You will.
Fuck out of here.
In this scenario, you are. I'm sorry.
End up there, nigga.
In this scenario, y'all are in the...
If there's a zombie apocalypse and you tell me that the safe haven is Brownsville, I'm going to take my chances.
Nigga, if it's a zombie apocalypse and the zombie is from Brownsville, you're fucked.
Yeah. Did you not hear what I said, though? The safe haven is Brownsville. There's no zombies there. They got it blocked off. They got it under control.
I understand there's no zombies there, but if one zombie turn in Brownsville, you know that everybody's done, right?
That's a fact. Nah, matter of fact, if one zombie come from the Bronx, the world is done.
I feel like if the zombie turn in the Bronx is going to stay in the Bronx because it's already accustomed to that environment. Like
it's not going
to
leave the Bronx.
Other zombies are going to try and explore and shit. The Bronx zombie, the moment like it gets out of the Bronx, is like, yo, nah, I don't like it out here. Let me go back into the Bronx.
Too Bronx people really don't. They don't leave.
Yeah, they don't leave. They're comfortable there. They are expecting a certain like dynamic anytime they go somewhere. And if it's not that dynamic, they get out of there.
Yeah, I've been waiting for somebody from the Bronx to like write us and just cuss us the fuck out, but they haven't. I really want the smoke.
Well, I get the curse out in person. So,
I don't.
Yeah,
I don't.
That's what they do. Niggas pull up. Bronx about their word. I give them that. And like niggas will be like, all right, yo, when I see you, I'm gonna press you on some shit. All right, cool. Uh-huh. But they won't leave the Bronx though. It's when I get to the Bronx, niggas want to be like, all right, da da da,
All right, so let's flip the scenario then. All right, Now, 100 people, right? You're included in this 100 people. 100 people versus one gorilla. Do you think y'all will win?
I'm included in 100 people?
You're included in that 100.
I got 100 on the gorilla. He won. He's taking us out. Fuck that.
Yeah. I would rather be the gorilla in that situation.
Because the gorilla taking us out.
Because a lot of people...
Do we got guns?
No. Y'all are fighting the gorilla. It's 100 human beings. You could choose whatever kind of human being it is, whatever you want to do, but it's 100 human beings against one adult gorilla.
All right, hold up. You said I could choose who I want.
Don't include me because you didn't even hear my answer yet. So you can include me if you want, but when you hear my answer, it may change your mind. So go ahead.
I want 100 niggas that look like Mike Tyson, younger version of him. That's it.
Okay.
And Mike Tyson is from Brownsville, so you safe.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm good then. If that's how my people is, I am good.
Harry, do you feel the same? Nope.
Absolutely not. I want to be the gorilla. I'm not banking on 99 of them niggas to be safe or to even graze the gorilla because that shit is cap, bro. It's not happening. I'm a gorilla.
Go ahead, Kev.
I also have a theory. It's technically, in my eyes, it's a 99 people and me getting the fuck away while they get their ass whooped.
No, y'all all collectively have to fight the gorilla. Like y'all all have to have some type of plan on killing or stopping this gorilla from killing y'all.
That is my plan. My plan is for them to attack the gorilla and I try to save the human race by staying alive.
Okay, so the gorilla kills all 99 of the people and you're the last one left.
I'm killing myself.
I'm already in the Bronx. Life. By the time Not, he ain't coming from being a bro.
I said in an enclosure. You're in an enclosure. Y'all can't escape.
Oh. Damn.
Nigga, you trapped in the zoo. Yeah, you go to the Bronx Zoo, nigga, where 99 niggas from Canarsie.
Nah. If the gorilla's from the Bronx, we screwed. But
right, the gorilla come out wearing Tims.
That's a fact. Nah, I'm good. Now, on some real shit, I stick with my answer with the Mike Tyson.
All right, so you're sticking with that. Harry, you're saying no. I'm saying absolutely not. I've literally seen how a gorilla moves and their reflexes. I know for a fact that a gorilla will make child's play of 100 people. So I'm not risking it at all. And I feel as if you have 100 Mike Tysons, I feel like it's just going to piss the gorilla off more because the moment one of those people try and punch the gorilla, the gorilla's gonna just get way more angry and kill every single person. If possible, that's pretty much popping a bottle for a gorilla. Where it's like, all right, say that you want the smoke.
You're only thinking about physicality. I'm also thinking that this nigga Mike Tyson is an animal whisperer. That's how I'm thinking. The nigga had tigers.
So you think that if there's 100 people, the gorilla is going to be whispered by the 100 Mike Tysons?
I don't know.
And he's gonna stop.
So remember, Mike Tyson had a show on the Adult Network Swim. Where he was Adult Swim. No, not that one. Where he was, he had the birds. He had the bird coop or whatever that shit was.
Not the cartoon. You're talking about the actual show.
The actual show. So you really think some nigga from Brownsville that raised 100 birds is going to be talking to a gorilla to calm it the fuck down?
Do you really think Mike Tyson is going to be in an enclosure with a gorilla and be calm enough to talk to the gorilla?
It's funny you say this, by the way. Mike Tyson once offered a zookeeper $10,000 to fight his silverback gorilla.
This is, I'm assuming you're talking about a coked out Mike Tyson. This is coke. Coke ideas.
This is Mike Tyson with money.
Yeah, Mike Tyson with coke and
that's
money.
That's the type of Mike Tyson I want.
Nah, you don't have that Mike Tyson. You have current Mike Tyson who's smoking a lot
but
of weed.
You making up unrealistic shit. I can give my unrealistic ass.
So Mike Tyson's going to talk to a gorilla and calm it down? That's realistic, Kev? Is that realistic? I'm making them unrealistic shit. You're expecting this nigga to whisper to a fucking gorilla like he's in Tarzan.
Can I have coked out Tyson at least?
No, you have Tyson right now.
Nah, that's not fair, bro.
So you want coked out Mike Tyson? You know,
coked out Mike Tyson.
You can have coked out Mike Tyson.
Nigga, I'm winning, bro. Fuck out of here. Okay. I'm winning. This nigga offered $10,000 to fight a nigga silverback gorilla. A silverback gorilla. This nigga at least thought he could probably at least do some type of damage. I have 99 of them niggas. Yo, we winning. I don't give a fuck. Fuck out of here. Nope.
Yo, Tyson, if you listen to this right now, let us know if you think that you on coke could be up. 100 U's on coke could be up a silverback gorilla. All right, you let us know.
100 mics on coke.
Yeah. I feel like even Mike Tyson would be like, yo, bro, I did coke before. Trust me, I'm not being a gorilla. Yep.
Yo, real talks. I've seen some niggas that been having some baby monkeys in their cribs. And I'm so curious to this whole situation as to how y'all niggas from the Bronx get these monkeys and these baby chimps.
And them shits are strong. They're tiny and they're strong as shit.
They're strong as shit.
They're jumping from like the second. They're jumping from like the second floor, landing on both feet into a barrel roll, and then running into the backyard to like play in the pool. And Kevin's talking about, yo, 100 Mike Tysons could beat one gorilla.
Nah.
I'm just saying, man. I'm taking my chances, man. I'm taking my chances. You guys, here's the thing. You never told Harry that he can be the gorilla. You literally just said.
But Harry said he's taking the gorilla as in like, yo, I don't think we're going to win. The gorilla's going to win.
Nah. Nigga, I'm taking my chances with 100. Nigga, at the end of the day, what's the chances? Die or choose who the fuck you can win? I'm choosing Tyson. Wow. I'm bugging.
If I'm in an enclosure with 100 people, if I'm in an enclosure with 99 people and there's a wild gorilla loose, I'm going to make an attempt to fight. But I know I'm almost positive we're not going to win. The only way we are really going to beat that gorilla is if multiple people decide to take one for the team and say like, yo, we're all going to rush it. Someone has to try and get the gorilla by his neck and like really choke him out, which is a very big risk.
Is not
going to
do that?
No, because you want to know what, son? A gorilla
coked out Tyson?
Bro, a gorilla could literally grab one of us with one hand and snap us in fucking two. Like, literally rip our body apart from each other. Like, separate our limbs.
Skin from the bone.
I'm not saying that one Tyson is not going to die, or two or four or five or 10. I'm saying that a few of these niggas is going to get sacrificed. But a few of these niggas is going to fucking kill this gorilla.
It's going to be more than a few. Because the moment we charge the gorilla see that we're on the attack. A gorilla could jump mad high, all right? I'm not sure if you ever seen like those zoo videos.
We in an enclosure, bro.
As I'm saying, an enclosure. Listen, we're in an enclosure. So you don't think the gorilla could jump over niggas like that? Like, you never
seen King Kong.
As I'm saying, like, you never seen videos of a gorilla in a zoo where it's like, yo, the gorilla will be like a good like 20 yards away. And like off of two bounces, it's all of a sudden right in front of fucking like everybody on the glass.
Man, fuck y'all.
Two bumps of coke, bro.
Two bumps.
I'm not going to win this conversation, man. I'm not going to win this conversation.
You're only going to win the conversation if Tyson himself said like, yo, I will fuck a gorilla up. Then it's like, all right, you know what? You might be onto something. But I don't think Tyson will say that. I think Tyson will be like, oh, nah, I'm smart. Like, trust me.
I mean,
a gorilla will kill me.
But Tyson have to say like, yo, this is 80s Tyson. This is not current. He has to confirm like 80s Tyson would do that. Not current. Because we all know current Tyson is chill. He smokes a little bit more weed than, you know, cocaine and shit.
The whole thing with current Tyson is honest with himself. 80s Tyson felt like, yo, no one can beat me.
Was that true? Was that not true?
It was true, but at the same time, it's the same thing that led to his demise. If we're being honest, he didn't have the mentality where it's like, you know, all right, I cannot not be beaten.
We talking about a nigga that got in right there. Here's the thing, though. We talking about a nigga that got in the ring high and still knocked niggas out.
I understand. We're also talking about a nigga that bit off two niggas' ears. Well, you built one.
Exactly. And you're making my point. This nigga is a fucking ape.
So do you...
And wait. I don't like doing that. Like, I'm not going to call my brother ape. I apologize, Tyson. You're not an ape. You are a fucking extraterrestrial human being that will fucking knock out somebody. That's all I can say, yo. I'm not going to compare him to no fucking ape, though. Nah, that's what the white man do. We don't do that here.
Understood.
I know that's anti something. I just can't figure it out yet. But anyways.
Yeah, it's definitely anti something. It's just no. Yeah.
That's animal-phobic. Next topic. All right, so I'm not sure if y'all are paying attention to social news, but Elon is officially the owner of Twitter. All right? I heard right out the gate, he went into the office firing niggas left and right. How would y'all feel? How would y'all feel if someone came into your company and just decided to say, you know what? I'm about to make some changes right out the gate and just clip y'all shit right out the gate. How would you feel?
I mean, I was on that end of the stick before, bro. It ain't a good feeling. It ain't a good feeling. Niggas got families too, but...
But hold on. Yeah, go ahead. I'm about to say something. Go ahead.
But I feel the same way then, and I feel the same way now. Like, fuck that nigga then, and fuck Elon now. Like, that shit is whack.
What if you're walking away with $183 million?
Oh, yeah, thank you. Please.
Wait, yeah. Elon did that?
Yeah, he fired them, but they got fired. You got to remember, this is their company. You can't just necessarily push them the fuck out with no job or nothing and say, hey, deal with you yourself. You got to pay them all, like, you know, like, hey, I don't need you no more. So, like, you know, here's his severance. Go hold that and, like, you know, best of luck to you.
I mean, you can. There's contracts where it's like fire at will. If you feel like,
I mean, I feel like all
no purpose.
All employees are employed at will. But if I was, so when I had got fired, I got the same thing. Like, but it wasn't the same amount of money. I just got some money to last, and that money lasts until there was no more. But if this was a scenario, and I got some reasonable amount of money to last for a long period of time, one, I'm never working again. Two, I'm flipping mad shit, whatever the case may be, legal and only legal stuff I'm flipping.
Mm-hmm.
And go ahead.
Sorry, you just made me realize I want to air out some dirty laundry. Shout out to the NBA store in New York City. All the employees in there fuck each other. Secondly,
Which location?
The NBA store.
Nigga, every location that the employees are fucking each other.
I'm specifically talking about the Manhattan NBA store. I don't know. It's the flagship store. I don't remember where they shifted the location to, because it was at one location now, but it's now at a new location. Okay. Shout out to them. They literally fired me after doing overtime, told me I did a great job. I left late at night, didn't get my schedule, called the next day to ask for my schedule, and then was told, so a manager is going to call you. The manager called me and told me, we're overstaffed, so we're going to have to fire you. Damn. No severance, no nothing. I was just fired.
Okay.
Fuck y'all. And fuck the manager, because she kept the person that she was fucking instead of keeping somebody that she knew that was working well. She even told me I was doing great that fucking night. Little bitch ass. I never had a complaint on my record. Oh, and by the way, as soon as I left that job, I made 10 times more money than that stupid bitch. There you go. There you go. She done.
Just so y'all know, that's the flagship store. That's also the Champ store on 40 Deuce. Yeah, so it's open 24 hours, I think.
No, it's not.
I don't think it's. No, it's not.
close that one or some shit.
I don't think the flag store is a Champ store, bro. I think it's literally just the NBA store.
It's just an NBA store.
One thing I can say about the spontaneous cast: when you come here, just know that our fax is not on point. Like, don't ever leave this show thinking that you're going to tell someone else some shit, and it's true. All right,
nope.
I'm giving y'all a heads up right now. All right, a lot of time y'all listen to this show. If you're using us as a news resource, you're bugging. All right, because you're going to look stupid. So. Take that disclaimer. Even though the disclaimer came in the middle of the show, just take that from now.
And the NBA store is on Fifth Ave. If you're looking for
it. It's on Fifth, 545 Fifth Avenue.
Well, damn, Harry.
They open from 10 to 8, 10 a.m. to 8 p.m.
On every day or only on Sundays.
Sunday through Thursday, 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. Friday to Saturday is 10 a.m. to 9 p.m.
Wow, this nigga still remember his schedule.
I'm just saying, I was a good employee. Bitch ass niggas.
Yeah, they lost a good one. But Shells, what you taking in this situation, bro? You taking the bread and you walking away a happy camper, or you like, yo, fuck this nigga Elon?
So the way I'm seeing it pretty much is like, all right, so Elon fired like three tours, like top execs, and they're all walking away with almost like 200 mil a piece. Like, I'm sure that they probably would have made more if they stayed with Twitter. But at the same time, the fact that you're getting that fucking lump sum amount of money gives you every type of inspiration to say, you know what? Let me start something new to compete with this nigga. And it's like, you know, all right, you've been with this company for so long, so you might as well, like, you know, try and invest in something or something else. Who knows? Maybe you could go to TikTok and be like, you know, I have ideas. Or there's like, what was the thing that we referenced last week, Kev? The new social platform?
Local Plus.
There you go. Like, you can find like something that's new. Take some of that money and like, all right, let me try and like shape it pretty much. But a lot of people were just looking at the fact that niggas got fired, and they're not looking at the fact that, like, yeah, they got fired, but they got fired with money. Well, enough money to start something or seed something else.
Mm-hmm. Honestly, I don't fault. I'm not mad at Elon for it. Business is business. I sound like a because I just cussed out the NBA store. But I'm not going to lie. If I get enough money to then buy out the NBA store, I'm also firing everybody my damn self if I don't like you.
Okay, so it's one of those type of things where it's like, all right, they fired you, but they're like, you know, I'm gonna fire you, but like, yo, here's a little cash to like keep you maintained while you look for something else.
Actually, no.
Nigga, Elon look for something else for 200 mil.
Elon is better than me, though. I'm not giving nobody shit. Especially if I don't like you, you're fired. Get out. That's it.
Do you realistically think I'm looking for a new job after I come up on 200 mil?
Yes.
When I'm probably making, if I'm working for Twitter and I'm a high exec and I'm probably coming in maybe, I don't know, a couple mil, you know, net for the year, and I come up off 200 mil, right? Buyout. I'm pretty sure I'm going to take some time off. I'm going to do some consulting. And maybe I just do that for probably about next 5-10 years at a reasonable cost where I can sustain life. Because right now, to be looking for another job where I'm going to invest all this time and effort into to then get booed because somebody new is in there, I'm pretty sure these execs wasn't just there for about like 2 years or some shit like that. They've been there from the ground up. So this shit is also personal, maybe. But I know for me, if I'm in that situation, I'm going to just do some smart shit. I know I had asked y'all earlier, like, would y'all take the 10 trill or the din with Jesus? And it's like, yo, am I going to take this dinner with Hov or am I going to take the bread? Hov been spitting game for years. So I'm going to use that game that I got from Hov and everybody else. And I'm going to put that shit to, I'm never working again if I get 200 mil ever. I'm just consulting and doing other shit to get my money to work for me.
Is consulting not working, though?
It's not a full-time job.
But it's working, though.
Nah, it's not. It's not. It's not really working how you think it's working, because it's not a really 9-to-5 job. It's like, all right, I'm going to bill you $400 per minute for a 30-minute conversation to just advise you on what to invest
in. That 30-minute conversation, you're being paid for that, though, right?
I'm being paid for that, but that's something I do with my friends.
Okay. All right. Go ahead, Kev. I'm sorry. I tried to fuck it. Go ahead, Kev. Yeah.
to get back on topic a little bit, the CEO of Twitter was paid out $42 million, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I need your help, Shells, because this sentence is kind of like messing with me. It says, in 2021... I can't pronounce his name, so I'm not going to do that. The CEO was the chief of technology officer, and his total compensation was $30.4 million. And then as the CEO, his salary was reported to be $1 million annually, alongside a stock compensation of $12.5
million. Damn!
I'm trying to understand. So he took less money as a CEO, but decided he wanted the stocks at $12.5 million, which...
Can you repeat what you just said one more time, but explain it to me like a 2-year-old?
Okay. In 2021, the CEO of Twitter, his position was chief of technology officer before he was CEO.
Okay.
His compensation was $30.4 million at that time.
All right.
As a CEO, it's reported that he made $1 million annually alongside a stock compensation of $12.5 million.
Okay. Now, what's the question?
Did he come up just now or did he lose? I'm confused because I don't even understand. Like, if he have a stock compensation of $12.5 million, is it worth $12.5 million or is it worth more than $12.5 million?
So being that it's a stock option, it can't be. That's the whole thing about it. It all depends on the flow of business. As far as if the business is booming and the stock keep on going up, then that $12.5 million could go up to like $20.5 million. But if business is trash and shit start to go down, mm-hmm. that $12.5 million can go down to like $8.5 million or $7.5 million. It all depends. There's certain cases where certain jobs, like no matter what.
Let me stop you right there. I just realized this topic is boring the shit out of me. Fuck Twitter. We out. New topic.
Okay.
All right, fellas. I got some lessons for both men and women. Men, update your fucking phone. To an iPhone, specifically, by the way. Update your phone. Like, just update your fucking phone, my nigga. Woman, if he's going to cheat, if he's a cheater, he's going to cheat. So you're going to find out one way or another. So don't do something drastic that will embarrass you. Just let God be. The reason why I'm saying this is because there was a woman that basically went in her her husband's phone on a plane, on a flight, mid-air, used his fingerprint to open his phone. Now, we know the new iPhones does not have fingerprint.
Nope, it's facial recognition.
Update your fucking phone, stupid fuck. Secondly, the flight was so crazy that they had to land that shit. And kicked them off. They had to do an emergency landing because she was wilding on them. Now, here's my question.
Was this someone of the Yacoubian descent?
Yeah, that's a good fucking question. I don't know. I'm not gonna say it sounded like a Jamaican
woman to me.
It does sound like a melanated queen. They will be very angry. I feel as if that with the Yacoubian descent. They're usually the type where it's like, you know, she'll find out unless she's Italian. If she's Italian, then like, you know, it's on site on the plane one time. But I feel like other Yacoubians would find out, like, you know, their husband is cheating on them and mm-hmm. the husband is able to say, listen, Sharon, not right now. And she'll listen and they'll wait till the plane lands. And then they have an argument in their rental car, ride home. But
we're going to get off. Yeah.
Yeah, but I feel as if that if it's anybody else, then like, yes, I do believe it will become an on-site thing where they do fight on the plane.
Yeah.
If you can't upgrade your phone, bro, upgrade your woman. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say that because as a Jamaican man, what you was going to say, Shells, get your shit off?
I was going to say, unless the phone that you're currently using is not your actual phone, your upgraded phone is your real phone. But we could talk about that a different time when we talk about the levels of scumness.
Yeah, I don't know what he's talking about, but I'm going to just say that he shouldn't, if that's his burner phone, that boy should not have been traveling with that or it should not have been readily accessible for her to do that. That's mm-hmm. one. So he should just boom, upgrade his shorty and fucking... I really don't want to say this, but I'm gonna be forced to say it.
No one's
don't hate the player, hate the game.
I just let the record show neither me or Sheldon forced him to say that.
I'm not holding a gun in Harry head.
All three of us are in the same room right now. Niggas is not recording remotely, so I don't know what the fuck these niggas talk about. We are here.
Listen, so my question was for y'all though. you know, because one, we can't speak from a woman's perspective, but I do want to ask from a male perspective. If you were the one getting cheated on and you found out on the plane, not saying that you went in the phone or anything like that, because I don't suspect that you two will do that. So
if I have to go to your phone, I might as well break up with you.
Exactly. So I'm not going to throw that in there. I'm going to just say you found out somehow God gave you some type of message that made you found out that she is cheating on you. How would you react on the plane?
On the plane?
On the plane? I'm saying real talk. I'm very chill. I'll be angry. It's just like, I'm one of those type of people that when I'm mad at you, just don't talk to me. Like, just leave me alone. Give me my distance. Mm-hmm. So I found that on the plane. It's like, all right, cool. Don't talk to me. If you keep on trying to talk to me, then like I might black on you on the plane. As far as yelling, I will never put my hands on a woman. Never do that. Mm-hmm. But wait.
Okay. You mean you black on her, but okay, got you.
Black on her as in like yelling. Yeah, like I'm going to yell at her. Okay, like, yo, leave me the fuck alone, you fucking whore. But other than that, yeah, I'll be fine. If possible, if there's another seat on the plane where I can like, you know, distance myself, I'll just do that. Keep her over there. Plane lands. Grab our shit. Well, I'll grab my shit. Tell that bitch to get her own shit. Cause obviously she have other niggas that can get it for her. And I'll just go my way, take my L in silence, and I'll be fine. Hmm.
Harry?
Present day me, I'm no longer a toxic nigga.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. So God did, right? I know I've said on this show before that you got to be upfront and honest with everything that you're doing, and you don't want to, you just don't want any miscommunication. And I know Sheldon is a calm nigga. Nigga is calmer than calm and cool, other than the cucumber, however you say that statement. But I'm probably gonna raise hell on that flight, bro. I'm a raise hell. There's no because now you taking me for a fucking Clafi, mind you. You tech me for Clafi. You tech me for Poppy Show. You tech me for all of that. And I probably booked this flight to somewhere nice. Yo, imagine we are actually going on vacation and we're not coming.
It was
back.
A vacation to Bali, by the way, during the holidays.
We're going to Bali, bro. So now I gotta beat my meat on vacation, and I'm gonna be unhappy.
Beat your meat on vacation, nigga. You going to Bali? You could buy hookers in Bali. Yeah. I believe.
Oh, yeah, for like $2.
Are they real?
You just gotta be careful. Well, if you're inclusive, you'll be fine.
Okay. Yeah, if you're not anti anything,
you'll be fine. If you go to Bali and just buy a hooker, if you see a face and you just say, yo, she's pretty, you'll be fine.
Yeah. If you don't question anything, bro, okay. Yeah, you'd be fine.
Yeah.
So to throw like a wrench in the situation, because I did hear what Shell said, he would walk away, probably leave and get another flight.
Yeah.
To throw a wrench in the situation, their kid was with them.
Damn. That's not my child.
Damn. What?
if you cheat on me, it's a possibility that's not my child or more. All right, so listen.
I'm questioning everything.
Listen here, Sheldon Jr., all right? I know my name is on your birth certificate for now, but until that DNA
get back.
But until that DNA test come back, fuck you. All right? If it's a possibility that she cheated on me, then it's like, all right. I'm just saying. Yeah,
one of us is changing our names when we get back. It's either the kid or me. Somebody's changing their name.
So until we get the concrete evidence, that's definitely my kid. It's fuck him too. Or fuck them too. Unless it's a girl. If it's my daughter, then it's like, nah, she's definitely mine. Yo, I would be so hurt if I found out that it's not my daughter. Then I might, like I said, I do not put my hands on women, but I might literally have to kill her. Wow. Not the daughter, but the mother.
Just open the flight door and just kick out, bro.
No safety
plane might
jacket.
Go down with you, but it's a risk you could take.
Yeah,
maybe you got a fire ass pilot that could like you know,
fat niggas float in water. Maybe I could float in the air too.
Yeah,
well, worth a try. What are you doing, Kev?
Yeah, Kev, what are you doing in this situation? In all these situations, all the scenarios, what are you doing?
I'm going to just loop all the situations in one. Honestly, woman with my child cheat on me and I find out on the plane. I'm not going to lie. I'm gonna be angry, but as Shell said, I'm the type of person that, like, when I get angry, I get silent. And I get silent for a little while, and then it boils up inside. Now, if you push that boiling point, I'm then wilding on that plane. I don't put my hands on women, but they're gonna have to remove me away from you. I'm going to call you all types of names. Mm-hmm. And honestly, I wouldn't know because I'm speaking out of anger. So I'm just saying that would be me because I knew, like, I become toxic from that type of anger. So, like, I'm not going to think about how it would affect our child and things like that, because that was, like, an extreme for me to find out, especially on our family vacation that I paid for, that we're going to, and it was the holidays. You fucked up the holidays, you little bitch.
Fucking whore.
I'm gonna be angry.
I don't even celebrate the holidays like that, and you fucked up my holidays.
Like
for me, I don't care about the holidays. I just care about having time off.
But Shells, you imagine, you know, you get time off of work and shit like that. You come back to work. Yo, so how was your time off? I got divorced.
I'm probably gonna quit my job if anything. Like, I'll probably quit my job, smoke a crack spliff, and just say, like,
bro, exactly.
And this is why I care to know nothing about people at work, because I don't want them to know shit about me when it's going good or bad. Facts. Like, I come back from my vacay, I got the claps, I fucking the worst of the worst happened to me. Mm-hmm. Nah, I'm not telling nobody. Oh yeah, it was Chuck, man. I had a fucking great time in Jamaica, man. Fucking the resort was amazing, you know? Like,
my
whole time you was kidnapped.
My wife took a raft ride. took a raft ride with a raft man. I didn't see her for like 3 hours after that, but it was cool though. I ain't gonna lie.
She's still out there. Before we jump off this topic, I know we were talking about the guys. For the woman that listened to the show and you cheated on your man. That sounds so weird. You cheated on your man and he found out. Let us know how that worked out for you. How did your man find out that you cheated on him? And tell us the reason why you cheated on your man.
And let us know, do you regret it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And honestly, I have to say, like, I'm not going to lie. Although women do take it hard when they get cheated on.
I bet they
I'm
do.
I'm not going to lie.
They take it harder when they get caught.
They do.
They take it harder when they get caught, all right? They take it hard when you get cheated on, but when they get caught, they take it even harder because it's like, oh, I still love you. No, you don't, you fucking whore. Like, what?
I wasn't going to go that angle, but yeah. I was just going to say that men also are very sensitive creatures that take it hard when they find out they got cheated on. That's all I was going to say.
The only time they will not take it hard is if the guy cheated first. But let's say they cheated first and the guy found out that they cheated. That's when it's like, all right, they're about to break down and they feel sick. And like all this other shit, because it's like, yo, you thought you was getting away with murder and then you got found out. Now you're about to lose something that you had that you know was good, but you couldn't, like, you know, you couldn't keep your hands off of whatever, like, you know, was on the side that was tempting you.
Mm-hmm. You know what hurts the even more, bro? If they tell you that they cheated on you and you literally go, okay, and just disappear, that hurts way more than you actually reacting to them.
Because just it's a thing. Cause it's like, yo, when you just say okay, and then you just like, all right, get my shit and get out of here. It's a case where it's like, yo, they were expecting you to be so hurt, not knowing that in the guy's mind, it was like, I was already expecting you to do this. Mm. So yeah, it hurts, but I'm not going to show you any reaction because I already prepped myself mentally for this.
A lot of men not going to say this, but I'm just going to straight up say it. If that shit happens to the man and he says okay, he's now the whore. You just unleashed a beast.
Yeah, no.
You just made that nigga say, all right, wow, oh, I'm going on vacation. This pussy the fuck.
Like doing that to a nigga, like, you really unlock his demon side, where it was like, all right, I was trying to be a good guy, but obviously good guys don't finish first. So therefore I need to just tap into my inner asshole and just start activate my whole phase.
Mm-hmm.
And trust me, a man's whole phase is not, it's fun for us, but it will not be fun for y'all.
Yeah, nah. It's fun for us during the time, but then mm-hmm. when you start reflecting on your life, you're like, damn, son. Like, shit, sad.
I don't know how you reflect on your life, bro, but I'm not saying that I was a hoe or anything.
I mean, you ain't never been hurt, nigga, to do that shit. You can't tell me that. Like, you go through the pussy just like alcohol. You fuck that shit. You go crazy. And then after you're done, you start reflecting on life, and that's when the shit hits you.
Where it's like,
you can't tell me.
Where it's like, she literally wanted the best for me, and all I wanted to do is fuck and get rid of her. That's a hurtful thought to have in your mind.
Remember, I've said in the past that you got to be upfront and honest. And that moment when you could be upfront and honest about your liberation moment or your fun moment, that's when life gets easy, because her expectations of me isn't anything substantial. She can't expect me to be the guy she want when she just know I'm just here to drop off some dick and bounce.
So Harry, every person that you ever had sex with, you never lied to them. You let them know upfront, like, yo, I just want some pussy. That's it.
He lying right now if he say yes.
I'm not going to say that I lied to them.
Okay. All right.
There we go. Okay. Already bullshit.
I'm not going to say that I lied to them. But when the expectation came in, I lied to them.
Okay, I'm about to say, because, like, yo, I'm pretty sure we've all had them situations where it's like, yo, even if you're not, like, selling a dream, you're at least going along with what Shorty is saying, where it's like, you know, oh, mm-hmm. like, you know, this is what I'm looking for. And it's like, oh, yeah, I like that. Yeah, me too. Listen to that fool. And y'all, you try to connect what you could connect with Shorty for, like the time being. And then the mm-hmm. moment you hit, it's just like, all right. So
thank you. Come again.
Yeah, pretty much. I was like, yeah, yep. All right, I'm that was cool.
That was cancelable. What I just did. I apologize.
No, it's cool. But it's like I said, it's just it's a phase where after a while you start to realize, like, yo, what I'm doing is not right.
It's called pipe dreams.
And then sometimes you get that feeling where it's like, yo, I like this person too much. I need to fall back, which is so fucking stupid, but we all go through it.
The best part of that is when you're like, you know, I really like you, but what we're doing isn't right. And they're like, yeah, I understand, but, you know, it just feels too good to be true. So let's just work our way through it and figure out what.
That's cheating. That's yeah. literally cheating.
I'm like, huh?
That's literally cheating.
This sounds like you were cheating. Like, that don't sound like.
Niggas said, I like you, but what we're doing is not right. This nigga is having sex with a married woman. Like, that's what that sounds like mm-hmm. to me. Like, yo, like.
Colombian at that.
We got to chill.
Yeah. So I did want to say before we wrap it up, fellas, on our last show, I was incompetent. I did not spell that shit right.
If you know, you know.
Yeah, if you know, you know. So Shells, you was right. Fuck you. but yeah, man, it's Kev here. I wanted to call myself Kev with the facts, but you know I don't have facts. So I'm Kev with partial facts.
The show is not facts related, okay? Let's just be honest. All right. You come into the show, just know that Spontaneous Cast, anytime we do a show, we heard a mm-hmm. news line, we read like two sentences from the shit, and we just say, all right, we got it. And just and just talk about it.
It's a spontaneous show. Yeah, just know that 99.9% of the time, Shells and Kev read the first few lines of the article and Harry didn't.
Yeah, Harry's going off of the headline itself.
Just the headline. That's it.
Look at Harry going off of the picture. Fuck that.
Yo, Shells, I mean fucking Kev, you gonna redeem yourself this week? You gonna with your corrections, bro?
With my spelling?
Yeah.
Or the corrections. No, fuck out of here. We done, nigga. Yo, it's Kev. Yo, anybody, y'all guys, some shit to say? Because I am done. You know, I usually don't open with be the opener for the ending. It's usually Shells. I wanted to just apologize about the part where I know that I was wrong, because I'm a real nigga. I'm going to tell you when I'm wrong. But other than that, fuck y'all. Same energy as all show at the end and or the beginning. Fuck y'all. I love y'all, though.
Okay.
This your boy HARRYOSO, just in case you ain't know. So checking in, checking out. That's my spelling bee for the for the day.
You spelled it pretty correct.
My dumbass was actually spelling it. Like, wait, is this right?
No, it was right. He said Y-O-S-O. So that was correct.
I know it's correct. That's why I call myself a dumbass for actually trying to spell it out.
I'm done. All right. And you already know how I'm going to start the shit off. You already know. Shout out Brooklyn Bar Soap. Shout out Elbow Solutions, the E's with a 3. Shout out Sleep Bazy. Bazy season coming. Well, it's already out. Yes, I don't know why I said coming soon.
Coming soon. There, y'all.
It's out there. So y'all need to be streaming that. You already know. Swiss the DJ. Big up yourself. DJ Swiss. Yeah. That's all I have. That's pretty much all I have right now.
And we started the show by saying we might be low on energy. So if y'all hear like, oh, they low on energy, stop being a bitch. We said that in the show already. We done. We out.
The show that we do promote and we start to send to inboxes again, I would hope that y'all would know that show is a good show. This show is good too. Don't get me wrong. Like even our low energy shows, like it's nonsensical comedy. But at the same time, our good shows, I think y'all appreciate that too. So am I saying our good shows? Like our high energy shows. I'm sorry.
There we go.
Yeah.
All right, Spontaneous Cast, we out of here.